The work that I'm going to be presenting here today represents long-term collaboration and continuing collaboration between Texas A&M University and USDARS at the National Rice Lab in Stuttgart, Arkansas. And today I'm going to be talking about arsenic in rice, which is a big concern in many regions of the world. First, just talking about arsenic in rice and its potential hazards. Arsenic is a non-essential element. It's really not required for either plants or animals, and it's toxic to both. And I'm not going to discuss the mechanisms, but arsenic 3, arsenic 5 can be toxic. Some of the methyl arsenic forms can also be toxic. Arsenic can accumulate in grain, which is a concern, because if it accumulates in grain and we consume it, then we're also consuming arsenic. So one of the goals is to keep arsenic concentration in grain to low levels. Also, it's toxic to rice. One of the symptoms of toxicity is, one of the symptoms of toxicity is panicle sterility or straight head. Here's an example here. The normal rice will droop as the panicle fills, but if the panicle is sterile and it doesn't produce rice grain, then the panicle will just go straight up and not droop, and hence it's called straight head. Also, you can get reduced tillering and yield reductions. Here's an example of yield reduction in Bangladesh. It's been demonstrated by several researchers that arsenic can result in decreased yields. This is a major concern in some regions of the world because that are on the border of producing enough food for their populace. So this is a very important issue in many of the areas that contain arsenic in the soil. Arsenic is induced by MSMA, and I'll give you some examples of this. And it's sometimes toxicity is sometimes induced by inorganic arsenic, but not always. So this is an interest, is why it is and why it isn't. There's several forms of arsenic that exist both in soils and plants. The inorganic arsenic 3 species and the inorganic arsenic 5 species. These can be converted microbially to the methyl arsenic forms. You can also get demethylation from the methyl arsenic forms to the inorganic forms. So we're interested both in the monomethyl forms and the dimethyl forms, and we're interested in both the arsenic 3 and the arsenic 5 species. As I'll talk, the dominant forms that are found in rice grain are inorganic arsenic 3 and dimethyl arsenic 5. But others can exist also in compartments, both within the soil and in the plant. So the long-term goal of rice production is to eliminate or minimize potential arsenic hazard in rice production. And there's several goals: low grain arsenic concentration, favorable grain arsenic speciation. The inorganic forms tend to be more toxic to humans than the organic forms. Optimize crop yields, and then also sustainability of soil and water resources. The experiment that I'm going to be discussing today is to look at the influence of both water management and rice genetics on variability that we see both in tolerance to arsenic and in arsenic in the grain. In this particular study, we're comparing 21 cultivars. We use two water management systems. One is a permanent flood system, and the other is what we call intermittent flooding, where the soil is flooded. It's allowed to dry where the soil no longer has standing water on top of it, and we usually get a little bit of cracking at this point, and then the flood is reapplied. So during the growing season, we're growing through periods of flooding and allowing this to what we call intermittent. Today I'm going to be talking about two different, we use this on native soil, which is shown here. We also use an MSMA treated soil. For approximately 20 years now, rice varieties have been screened for tolerance to MSMA because MSMA will induce straight head. So the MSMA treatment is actually from these long-term plots at Stuttgart, Arkansas. The arsenic concentrations of the native soil is about 5 parts per million. the arsenic concentration from the MSMA treatment is a little bit greater than 20 parts per million. Okay, this graph shows several things. One, it shows that arsenic concentration, this is looking at arsenic concentrations in the grain that are shown along this axis for several different rice varieties. And the point I want to make here is that there's a large, great genetic variability. So in looking, this is looking at DMA, the green is looking at DMA concentrations, the yellow bar is looking at arsenic 3 concentrations in the grain, and there's tremendous genetic variability that can go from very low level, low levels to considerably higher levels. These particular are grouped in terms of decreasing straight head susceptibility. So these specific varieties, so the varieties at the left tend to have high susceptibility to straight head. The ones at the right have low susceptibility to straight head. And this illustrates the fact that we usually don't find a strong correlation between occurrence of straight head, as we're looking at it with MSMA, and the arsenic concentration in the grain. Also, in these plots, this is results from the native plots right here, but we don't get see straight head in the native plots. So when we are talking about, when we rank straight head, we're talking about ranking it on these MSMA plots. Also, as I mentioned, there's considerable genetic variability. DMA arsenic 5 is the dominant species in the grain in all cases. In U.S. rice, we see this is the norm for U.S. rice. In other regions of the world, arsenic 3 is often higher in the grain than DMA would be. But I think in most cases in the U.S., we see higher DMA concentrations. And as I mentioned before, there's a poor correlation between total grain arsenic concentration and its incidence of straight head. This plot here is comparing the two management systems that we use. And it's looking at, the blue represents the native flooded, continuous flooded, and the red represents our intermittent water management system. The important point here, and this is looking at total arsenic, the important point here is that the arsenic concentrations in the intermittent system are considerably lower. So water management perhaps has the largest impact on arsenic concentration in the rice grain. And this shows that we can significantly lower arsenic concentrations in the rice grain by going to management systems that use less water. This is also another graph showing the impact of water management. Here we're looking at arsenic species. And as I mentioned before, I'm only looking at 5 cultivars here, but this represents the flooded plot in the native soil, the DMA concentrations and the arsenic 3 concentrations. And these right here represent the DMA and the arsenic 3 concentrations of grain from the intermittent plot on the native soil. The important point to draw, the DMA concentrations are decreasing substantially. And actually, when we go to the native plot in this case, it reverses itself, and the grain arsenic 3 concentrations are actually higher than the DMA concentrations. So as we go to the reduced water management system, the greatest impact here is on the methyl arsenic concentrations within the grain. The arsenic 3 concentrations in the grain are still lower in the intermittent system versus the flooded system, but if we compare these with these, they're similar. They're closer together than in looking at the DMA concentrations. Also, there's considerable genetic variability. This is a GG biplot, and GG biplot is very useful in looking at relationships. The vectors, each vector here represents a rice characteristic. So for instance, this vector represents arsenic 3 concentration. These vectors down here represent total arsenic concentration and DMA concentration. With a GG biplot like this, the angle between any two vector represents the correlation between those vectors. If if two vectors are very close to each other by a very narrow acute angle, for instance, in this case, total arsenic concentration and DMA, it means that these two parameters are very closely correlated with each other. And this is from a flooded soil, and as we saw, in a flooded soil, DMA dominates the rice grain, so we would really expect a high correlation between total arsenic and DMA concentration in the rice grain. If we look at arsenic 3, here's arsenic 3 concentration. If the vectors are at right angles to each other, it essentially indicates no correlation or very poor correlation. So what this indicates is the arsenic 3 concentrations are not correlated with DMA concentrations, which indicates that there's really very different processes that probably control the transport and eventual storage of these two different arsenic species in the grain. We see very poor correlations. Also, this vector represents yield. The fact that these are opposite each other, if you have two vectors that are opposite each other, it indicates inverse correlation. So in this case, we're seeing an inverse correlation between arsenic concentration in the grain and yield, which indicates that probably arsenic 3 is having a bigger effect in affecting yield than DMA. In the case of DMA, we see essentially no correlation between DMA and yield. And we see this relationship quite consistently. So our major observations are, first, there is considerable genetic variability in grain arsenic concentration and speciation. This is good information for the plant breeders because this offers promise in incorporating these characteristics into rice, new rices that are being developed. The predominant arsenic species are arsenic 3 and DMA 5. One problem with extraction, when we extract, it's a fairly harsh reagent. So we always have this question of, is it really arsenic 5 or could it be arsenic 3? Because all of our extraction techniques are quite harsh, and our arsenic 3 is very metastable. But I think their evidence is quite strong that by other techniques that we use that it is actually DMA in the 5 in the grain. But this is an important question that has always risen when we do these types of extractions. Management, the third is management systems using reduced waters resulted in considerably lower grain arsenic concentrations, especially of DMA 5. The concentration of arsenic 3 was much less strongly impacted by water management than the concentration of DMA. And also that I haven't discussed here, there's considerable G times E interaction because how much arsenic gets into the rice is very strongly impacted by environment. And I haven't discussed this, but I just added this because this is very important. So our final conclusions. Rice genetics and water management are both strongly impact grain arsenic concentration and speciation and plant tolerance to arsenic. And it's our feeling that by genetic selection and appropriate water and crop management, that the potential exists to virtually eliminate arsenic as a significant hazard in rice. And I, through the two primary factors that impacted, which are water and genetics. The thing I haven't mentioned here, organic matter also impacts it a lot, but I haven't discussed this in this particular talk.